Fighting in eastern Zaire has touched off a flurry of diplomatic activity in Africa, Europe, and at the United Nations. At the UN today, Secretary General Boutros Boutros-Ghali said he will send a special envoy to the region to seek a ceasefire between the Zairean army and Zairean Tutsi rebels. There are fears that the fighting could grow into a wider war in Central Africa. Rwanda's Tutsi-led army, which backs the Zairean rebels, had already clashed with Zaire's troops. Trapped in the middle of the conflict are 1 million refugees, most of them from Rwanda. And relief agencies warn that if the fighting is not stopped, many refugees will start running out of food and medicine. NPR's Ann Cooper reports from New York.
When UN diplomats speak of Central Africa these days, it is in the vocabulary of doom. Last week, after a closed-door Security Council briefing, U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Madeleine Albright emerged with this assessment.
Regional disintegration, a terrible humanitarian situation described by Madame Ogata. So this is as complicated a situation as I think we have all dealt with in the Security Council, and there's very much a sense that action needs to be taken.
But what action? Boutros-Ghali says he'd like military observers in the region, but diplomats say there's no will in the Security Council to deploy any forces. And while the Council did endorse sending a special envoy to seek a ceasefire, the U.S. and other nations cautioned that another Boutros-Ghali proposal for an international peace conference would need lots of advance planning before they'd take part. Meanwhile, conflict spreads through a region densely populated with refugees. Relief agencies have abandoned the worst battle zones, and today the UN agency responsible for 1 million Rwandan refugees in eastern Zaire can't even reach most of them.
Right now we have access to less than 50% of all the refugees.
Soren Jessen-Peterson is director of the UN Refugee Agency's office at United Nations headquarters. Yesterday, the agency asked Western governments to take satellite photos of the volcanic hills around Goma, Zaire, where tens of thousands of refugees are believed to be hiding, scattered from their UN-supported camps. Photos could help in delivering relief and finding casualties of the fighting, but Jessen-Peterson says that's not a long-term solution.
We are trying to keep these people alive. We are buying time. We are buying space for political negotiations. But if there are no political negotiations, the conflict will not be resolved.
Calls for a political solution have been repeated ever since the 1994 genocide in Rwanda that set off a grisly cycle of violence and humanitarian disaster. But neither the UN nor other diplomatic bodies has ever come up with a viable solution for the region's deeply complex rivalry between ethnic Hutus and Tutsis. And in a message broadcast to eastern Zaire's refugee zones last week, UN Refugee Chief Sadako Ogata warned that there's still no solution in sight.
I am deeply saddened that once again you are on the roads fleeing for your lives. I am afraid this terrible situation may not stop immediately, and I would like you to know that we will do everything possible in cooperation with the authorities to help you where we can.
But helping refugees now in the chaos of eastern Zaire is virtually impossible. Food shipments are blocked, and fighting has driven an estimated 500,000 from the region's UN refugee camps. The refugees are Hutus, whose leaders have told them for the past 2 years that they'll be killed if they leave Zaire and go back to Rwanda. In her message, though, Ogata urged the refugees to consider returning home.
The decision is up to you. But please, don't listen to ill-intentioned rumors. My thoughts are with you in these extremely difficult moments.
Ogata's gentle urgings had little impact. Only about 1,100 Rwandans have gone home since the violence erupted. Despite the fighting, most of the Hutu refugees apparently still see Rwanda and its Tutsi-led government as a greater security threat than embattled eastern Zaire. I'm Ann Cooper in New York.